honestly, I'm realizing I don't know the functions of anything. Welcome to Spinsters, a podcast where it is the off season and we needed things to talk about that would be evergreen. So we can't talk about W because by the time you're hearing this, I will hopefully be on a beach. Harry hopefully be some northern like lake thing is what I'm picturing for him. Jordan, I don't know where we're dropping this. Jordan might be married. Jordan might be preparing to get married.
Wow.
Woo!
She might also be on a beach. I don't know. But we needed something that was evergreen. And of course, we decided to bring in Sean Yu. And we're going to, with his help, rank the top 100 things of all time.
When you're drafting your fantasy team, do you ever wish you could do the same thing with your business team? If you're building a roster to win the league, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/spinsters to start hiring now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So the rules for this are there aren't any really, just whatever... This inspired from you. I had a hard time personally with putting people because I was like, am I really going to put a woman on a list that's an it? Like a thing? You know, here I am objectifying. So I just, you'll see what I did to try to navigate around that. Excluded them, but I put men.
Do we now have to find 25 more between us since Harry's not here?
Since Harry's sick? No, Harry left some of them, yeah. But okay. Of his that we will read off, but there are some gaps.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yep. I have some extras.
Of course, Jordan just goes above and beyond and has 30 when we need 25.
Extra credit.
Yeah.
Such a teacher's pet. It's Thank in my God, blood. Though.
Thank God. Who knows what's going to come next because we are going to be on vacation longer than just one episode. I personally pitched the other day that we rank the ways that media people talk about basketball through rankings.
Good.
So we rank the rankings. Like that's we can good. Do where in the standings, like is ranking, where is grades, where is tiers. Sean, you're very familiar with tiers. Like
people
you know,
love
but,
tiers.
Yeah. I want to get meta. But anyway, that one was shot down. So okay, the way we're gonna do this ranking of things of all time is that we've been grouped. So like for example, I have 100 through 96, Jordan has 95 through 91, Sean, you're after that. We'll read Harry's. Look, I'm looking for feedback. I'm not gonna change my mind, but feel free to jump in there. I'll also say a quick disclaimer, like similar-ish to the making of this and like me being like, can I put a woman on a list? That's a list of things. I also, this really made me confront myself in so many ways of just being a millennial white woman because so many of the things I said were like, cold brew, Diet Coke from McDonald's, you know?
Dude, so. Oh my God. I was going through my list. I was like, this is so materialistic. And I was like, I need to do more like non like tangible items. Like I had to like think a little more creatively.
Yeah.
But the whole time I was like, I feel like I'm like doing an article for like Goop or some shit. Like here's my 25 hot things that you need. And it's like facial cream and exfoliator scrub. And it's like,
wow.
It's like, well, what about like yourself? You know, it's like,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think we're going to have a very,
it should be funny.
Well-rounded mix here. And yeah. I'm excited. I only have one person on my list though. People were hard, but
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, all right. So don't boo me because mine's pretty normie core.
Ooh, okay. I'll boo you anyway. That's what the people want.
So like, you know how there's like the angel and the devil on your shoulder thing.
Yeah.
I feel like mine is like me, or the version of me that I could have leaned into, like who used to do those memes with the British flag on them. What were those memes that were like a keep cool and what was it? Keep calm.
Oh,
keep calm.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
right,
that
yeah.
version of me, like Pinterest me. And then
this
on the
is
other
your, this is your live, laugh, love. This is you're doing your
live, laugh,
love.
And then yeah. on the other side is my littlest sister.
Okay.
Who's about to enter college and is like, don't do that. That's so cringy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love that.
So I'm trying to find that yeah. balance and stay authentic okay. to myself, which brings us to number 100. Kettle Brand salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, really good.
Way to
just
start
a classic.
Us off.
Yeah.
Way to start us
off. I love yeah. Lay's in general, but Kettle Brand, I like crispy when I've got mm-hmm. the salt and vinny. So
Christine, who said hi previously, stands by Kettle Brand salt and vinegar. She says other brands of salt and vinegar don't hit the same.
Yeah, not
she doesn't
the same.
Even want them as only if they're Kettle Brand. So that's a really good one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it to melt in my mouth if it's salt yeah. and vinegar. Yeah,
right.
Because it is like a
need the
seasoning.
Crunch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, number 99 is something I don't think either of you can probably relate to, even though I've showed it to you both multiple times. The song Luckenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings. Mm. This is just a classic. It's a feel good. If you ever feel like you need to go home again, this is the one. Sean, I see you writing it down, despite the fact that I have literally sent it to you multiple times.
Have you?
You can check our text history.
I'm actually going to check because this song does not ring a bell to me.
God, it's so... Let me actually just play a little bit of it for you real quick.
Are you going to get... You guys going to get reported for playing it?
No, no one listens to this podcast. Okay. Listen to the first thing he says. The only two things in life that make it worth living.
Ooh, it's going to hit me in the feels.
Wow.
A little misogyny for you?
That voice.
What if I was like, Haley, just so you know, I actually have it on vinyl.
I'm about to stop. Just let him.
Oh, I know this song. Yes, yes.
I've never heard it, but I'm excited to have a new song.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a number 99.
Okay, great.
Number 98, I debated putting, like, I really feel like this should be higher as I'm reading it. Slotted spoons. Best utensil invention since the fork. Solves so many problems, or maybe just the ultimate problem, which is when you cook something in a brothy, liquidy texture, but it's not meant to transfer over to the serving. So slotted spoons, what would we be doing without them? Taking two forks and like carrying, you know, something over, possibly dropping it. You know, you need the soup to non-soup ratio to be right. Like this just to me is essential. When you don't have one, you're missing it. I don't know who made these, but like shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
97 Ohm's law from the law of physics.
Whoa.
We wouldn't understand electric currents without it. It's just very essential. I wouldn't have light on right now probably. So, you
know.
That is
cool.
It's a surprise to me. That's a good one.
Well, it's not as important as this next thing, which is my final one for this round, 96 ginger ale on a flight.
Oh, yeah.
I never drink ginger ale. But every time she comes around, I order it and I just feel, who am I? You know, she's someone different.
I tweeted about this. I was on a flight. This is like sometime last year. And the guy in front of me ordered ginger ale. And then the guy everyone in my row heard it. And so the guy on his row was like, you know what? I'll also take a ginger ale. And then the guy in my row said, make that 3 ginger ales. And then I went, make that 4. And then the person on the middle seat goes, make that 5. And the lady was like, we got a ginger ale party here. And I was like, yeah, that's the power of ginger ale on a plane.
On a flight.
On a plane. Yeah.
Specifically on a plane.
It's healing. You know, it's like I think if you are worried about getting COVID on a plane, have some ginger ale. It's not
kill
scientifically
it immediately.
It's not scientifically proven, but
drink
it
with a straw under your mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it really does bring. I love that story. Could have prevented 9/11. Is basically what you're saying. Okay.
Honestly.
What's your next one?
Wait, what's your next one? What's that?
Jordan, our producer is gone. I just remembered we should probably not say things we want to edit it out, but I don't want that edited out.
Leave that in there.
Leave that in there.
Okay. So we're at 95.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 95 for me is taking a short nap, but it feels like a long nap and you feel super rested.
That's good.
Whoa.
Like you rare, but you just like, whoa, I feel rested. And it's just a wonderful moment. Great thing.
Mm-hmm.
94, when your Uber driver senses the vibes and doesn't talk to you during your ride.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Really an amazing thing. That's good.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing time in life because you're like, I don't want to talk. Hopefully I'm giving off those vibes and they understand.
You know what the perfect moment is when you have a really good immediate get in the car back and forth, but it only lasts 30 to 40 seconds. And the vibes are really good. Like you really like the Uber driver. They like you. But then, like you said, both parties are like, okay, I've done
enough.
It trails
off. Yes. Yeah, I've been in Ubers with both of you recently where that has not been the case. And they have.
Oh my God, Jordan. Tell Sean what happened at Summer League. That was awful.
Yeah. At Summer League, the driver just starts talking about the Brittany Griner situation, not knowing anything about it, really putting everything down. I'm like, I don't want to explain everything to you. I don't want to talk about this right now. This is putting a bad mood in everything. And then the driver that was
going to
the airport, the lady was, it was like her second drive ever.
She's like a sweet, she was sweet, like 50 something year old, definitely like if like our moms drove Uber kind of vibes. But like, this is the best part. And Jordan and I laughed after. Like towards the end of the drive, she's like, I just started. I would love 5 stars to help my rating. And immediately right after she said that, she took a wrong exit. So then had to do a U-turn and then just didn't stop talking from then on. And then was wearing like sunglasses while it was like dark out. And so like right after she asked, right after she asked for 5 stars, everything went downhill.
What I used to do when I was serving, when I was waiting tables, is I would almost every night I'd be like, oh, it's my first night, because people tip you so well.
Wow.
And usually I can remember if someone would come back in or be like a repeat customer or whatever, especially if I was messing up. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's my first night. I feel like your Uber driver might have been doing that because you don't see how many rides they've had in the past.
I think she was, it was legitimately two or three.
We were going to the airport and she didn't have confidence of going. She lived there.
Yeah.
And she didn't know where to go. Anyway, I don't want to put down that lady.
She was great.
You're great.
5 stars.
You're wonderful. You're sweet. But if they get the vibes and they don't interact with you, that's what I love.
Yes.
Okay. Next one. Haley, this is a shout out to you. The moment when you remember where you saw an actor before or you remember an actor's name. In Vegas, Haley and I could not remember Nicole Kidman's name and we refused to look it up
for anything. A whole
I don't know what happened.
Probably 45 minutes. We could not think of her name. We started going through the alphabet, started going through normal names, all of the things we'd seen her in, who else
like
was
you
in
physically
it. People she's dated. Yeah.
Physically could not think of her name. And we refused to look it up. But then the moment when we remembered, Top 100 moment.
Like, yeah, wow. It felt so good. It was a victory. I think everyone felt it in the restaurant.
restaurant. Yeah, they felt it. Next one, also traveling inspired. When your luggage comes out first at baggage claim.
Oh, what a win.
Has never happened to me.
Oh, it happened to me one time.
Wow.
One time. This last time came out last. So the opposite of that. It's coming out first and it was wonderful.
Do we think there's any correlation between if you get there early?
Yeah, I think the later you get there. The best
the later you get there, the sooner your bag will come out.
Correct.
It's on top of the pile, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. The trick is to have a bag that's a little too big on a packed flight and then be like, hey, can you just check this in? Or if they ask to check it in, I always say yes because you're like the first 12 out because your shit's right by the plane. That's always a good move.
Yes. And you can not pay the baggage fee.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big thing.
91. Closing out tabs after you finish writing an article or working on a project.
Oh, that's so refreshing.
Wonderful feeling. I am a multi-tab person. I will have multiple windows on if I'm working on an article, but when you get to close them all out, because you finished. Peace, harmony.
No, wonderful. I know what you mean. And even sometimes it's a little bit like I'm not even working on anything, but like maybe I'm lightly researching something, or I know we're going to talk about something on the show, and also looking up a flight or something and Googling things that like I really want to remember. And then you just hit close all. And you realize it wasn't that important. It's like, none of those things are things you absolutely needed.
Yes. It's the digital version of doing this. Like,
I'm done. Yeah.
For the video viewers only.
That little movie. Subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube. Yeah,
wiping your hands of it. Subscribe to the YouTube. Make us some money.
okay, that's my second.
Is it my turn? So number 90, Emma, we're on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're 93, 86.
So I'll stick on the travel thing. I've fallen in love with reading on planes. I am able to read a lot more and a lot quicker. And I feel like there's a level of superiority complex when I turn on my little lamp to read while everyone's sleeping or watching whatever show. And I'm just sitting there, you know, like this. Like, I also read like an idiot on a plane, like, to avoid like my neck going like this, I'll go like this.
How do you like, get directly, the
right in front of face?
Right in front of my face, yeah. But I genuinely love reading on planes. That's when I get most of my reading done.
Great one.
That reminds me of Reductress just had this headline that was like, "Woman in park reading a book is paid actor to make you feel bad about yourself."
Yeah, no facts.
That's, yeah,
one of my favorite accounts.
Okay, 89, I'll go, since it's very hot in Los Angeles right now and across the Americas. Christmas of fresh sheets on a summer night right after a nice cold shower.
Wow.
Your sheets and you shower right before bed and you got the AC blasting and that little crispness feeling. You're moving, you're swishing your legs back and forth trying to get all the cold. Christine and I always joke that she gets into bed before me, and I always say, "You're stealing the cold. You're stealing all the good cold." And sometimes now, when I'm if I'm doing well in our relationship, she'll save half of the cold for me. But usually, she takes it all.
Wow, it's little things. Yeah,
it's little things.
Love that.
Let's see. I'm gonna say, what am I on? Number 88. Seeing billionaires lose. I think people like Elon Musk, he just recently had some gross photos of himself shirtless pop up on the internet.
I just showed these to Jordan.
Yeah.
I just saw those.
This is also going to age this episode. So
yeah, I think that's evergreen. But, that's pretty evergreen. Yes,
no, it's evergreen. I mean, that's not. But, I just think, look, I was telling this story one time in middle school, which was the toughest time for me, I think.
Yeah, for most people.
This boy pointed out, he was like, "Your rib cage is huge." And ever since then, I was like, damn, I have a huge rib cage.
That's a bad insult.
It's so bad. That same boy later in the year, I was sitting down in gym class. I had shorts on and he was like, "Your thighs are huge."
Oh, my God.
Fuck. Yeah, exactly. So
he just liked you. That's clear. He just
fuck
really
you, CJ,
you.
If you're listening to this.
Yeah, CJ, fuck you. But make sure you subscribe, you know.
But make sure you subscribe and rate us.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Anyway, yeah. If I had seen that picture when I was in middle school, I'd be like, I don't even have a rib cage. There's no. He looks like. Here's a little reference for you, Sean, since Christine loves Minions. The Minions guy.
Yes.
Who hoards the Minions.
Yes, Gru. He does look like Gru. Yeah, I just love seeing billionaires lose. You know, Elon Musk, obviously the Twitter sale did not go through because he was just trying to hide his affairs and other stuff.
Was that him or was that Twitter? I've been offline like for so long. I really don't understand
jokes.
I'm
pretty sure,
friends
like,
keep sending me jokes and I don't
Yeah, I think the whole thing was like, he talked about the deal and blah, 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 but it was like almost a misdirect of what was actually happening with him. The details of his, you know, affair or whatever.
What affair?
Or not like an affair.
Business affair?
No, it wasn't that. Or I think he had like not abuse or something, but something with like a coworker that got released to the public.
Oh,
and people were saying he was trying to hide that story by the Twitter sale. I think he's going to have federal crimes to pay for, you know, saying all the, it's a, you know, multiple billions of dollars sale that didn't go through. So we'll see. I love seeing billionaires lose. More billionaires lose, the better.
Yes.
That was, that's, I believe, a good one.
When Jeff Bezos spent all that money going to space and it just looked like a penis.
Yes.
That was awesome. Yes. I love that. Yeah.
I believe that was 88.
Yeah.
Okay. 87. I'm trying to like map these out so I can get the good ones. Yelling at people on TV. This is something that I've become really, yes, good at. Like when you're on the couch and you're yelling at someone for doing something wrong. We're watching Alone right now on Netflix, which is like, you know, survival, whatever. And it's, you know, just me screaming like, you need to insulate it more. You need to add more wood. There's just not enough foundation there. And like, I've never, you know, done wilderness.
Yeah. Stuff.
So I think that is a sport that a lot of people love to do so and take good. Part in. Like Love Island, I'll yell like, why are you going for him? What are you doing?
Yeah, he's got a chat.
Last time, yeah.
Yeah. I'm big on that, but sometimes it stresses me out, so sometimes I wouldn't say it's a good thing. I will say when you yell at the TV and somehow the message seems to be received, that's a,
yes,
that's a top,
yes,
100, yeah, thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like last night, I was watching An Affair to Remember, which is from like the 50s with my Aunt Kathy, and I'm going to go ahead and ruin it for you. The woman in it couldn't show up to meet this man at the top of the Empire State Building because she got in a car wreck and she never told him because she was like, I don't want him to feel bad for,
wow,
me. I just want him to love me like he did before. And then he shows up and he's like, why didn't you ever come? This is like a year later. He's like, why didn't you? No, 6 months. Why didn't you come to see me at the top of the Empire State Building? And the whole time he's just pissed, which makes sense. And then he figures it out. And I was screaming in the theater that I, like, just go figure it out. And he did. So that was really nice.
That's nice. Yeah. He's actually listening.
Listening to you. All right.
Do I have one more? I think I have one more. Mm-hmm. I will do drunk purchases as the thing. Mm-hmm. Ordering something while drunk, forgetting about it in the morning. Forgetting about it for a couple days, and then you get a package on your doorstep. And you're like, what the hell is this? And it's like, oh, this is the thing I was looking at. Okay, sweet. I think there's I've been addicted to like just getting stuff. Christine like, yells at me all the time. She's like, you don't need more stuff. But there's something like coming home from work and you have boxes on your doorstep and you're like, ooh,
yeah,
to open this. I hate like breaking down cardboard. That's like the one qualm of it, but I just love receiving packages and stuff.
Breaking down cardboard's like a workout where the whole way, yeah, through you're like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done, but then once it's broken down, you're like, I feel good about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Wiping my hands of it.
Yeah.
I, you know, I've come full circle on being materialistic. I used to hide it, but now it's like, can't we just have a treat for our stupid little lives and this burning, yes, planet? You know, yes, can't I have something nice? Have,
yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm glad that you're good. What's the best thing you've ever bought while drunk?
That's a good one. That's a good question. I bought like two shirts. I was just like, I like saw a TikTok and they were like just advertising this shirt. It was like something from Uniqlo. And I got it, and it's like a women's shirt, but like the guy was like, it fits men, like just get a bigger size. And because I was drunk, I got it in a medium. Which is obviously, I'm not a woman's medium.
Side. Yeah.
But then it worked out that like Christine liked it. So I just gave it to her so I didn't have to deal with the returns.
Nice.
I'm now realizing now that I'm in a, you know, hashtag relationship, buying stuff for other people, there's more of a, like I gain more out of that than buying stuff for myself. You know,
that might be one of my things on my list.
Oh,
something like that.
Gifts.
Because it's so good. It's
Sean realizes the plot of the Grinch at age 30.
Yeah. Okay. Like I think I told Jordan this.
My heart grew.
Yeah, my love language has never been gifts or anything like that. And that's Christine. So now I'm trying to like work towards being better at that. And I understand why people like giving and receiving gifts. I'm getting better at
What's
it.
Yours?
Quality time is probably my big one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Threads.
Mine is it? What's yours, Jordan?
Words of affirmation?
Yeah, I knew that.
Jordan, of course, tell that's me great yours because you're just so great. You know, you're just the best.
Thanks, Sean. I feel so loved.
Okay, next we have Harry. That was 86, right, Sean?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so let me click on Harry's ideas. For 85 through 81. He doesn't have them all filled in, so we'll have to fill some of these in. At 85, he's got getting air on a trampoline. I would say unequivocally this is true.
That's
so
sick.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun. And it's like the slight fear, like, oh my gosh, should I go too high? And then you come back down.
Yeah.
Great moment.
Very fun. Great. Even more fun if you're surrounded by like your little cousins and they're like, can't believe it.
They're blown away by you.
Yeah.
Doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fast food on a road trip at 84. Wow. This is definitely good. Yeah. Cause you don't feel bad about it. What alternate choice do you have?
It hits different. It definitely hits it different.
Yeah, for sure. So now we've got to fill in 83, 82, and 81. I'll go ahead and say 83, just like kids being blown away by something you're doing that's pretty mid.
Yeah.
It could be 83. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Just to circle back to 85. Yeah. 82.
82. When you parallel park for the first try.
Wow.
You get it right on the...
I do that often. I'm a good parallel parker. It is a flex that I will back up, but like I'll get like, it's nice when Christine's like, wow, that was like amazing. Like you did that on one shot and you do the cool like arm around the back.
Oh my God.
You do one of those, you know, and you get it in one shot. That's like,
I have a backup cam.
I don't have one. So
struggle.
Yeah, I'm old school, but I feel like a pure alpha male when I do that. There's not many times for me.
Sweating.
Yeah.
I immediately start sweating when I have to parallel park, especially if it's like on a busy street and I have to put on the flashers first.
Go ahead. Sweat. Go ahead. I'm going to be a while.
Sweating. But then when I nail it and it just like, boom.
Yep.
Gets in there perfectly.
Love it.
Yeah, but I remember doing that in LA. Like people would honk at you for anything, like a normal road thing. Like you're turning left. And they realize that you're stopping because you're going to turn left, they're going to honk. Like, you don't have to do something wrong. You just have to kind of be existing a little bit in their way. So I understand that. That is pretty scary. I also would say that, like, if you're making eye contact with me while I'm parallel parking and you're a man, that's sexist.
It is.
That's super sexist.
Automatically.
Yeah. Get the pressure off me. But I have a backup cam, so like it's very easy. I remember people used to joke about like, oh, who do you think you're kidding? If you back into spaces, how much time are you really saving? I'm like, you don't understand. I can't pull in accurately. But at least with a backup cam, I can fit it into the little box and just choo-choo myself backwards. I love backup cams.
That's great.
Multiple cams.
Maybe backup cams should be the next one.
That's just right. On it.
Yeah. Love that. Technology. Needed. That's good technology.
Yeah.
Is that 81 or is that 82? That's 82.
Okay, we need one more.
I've got one for 81.
All right.
How about drinking orange juice when you're really thirsty?
Orange juice when you're thirsty.
Do you guys do that? Like a juice when you're thirsty?
Yeah, I would say a juice.
I guess so.
Cold juice.
I'm a water guy myself always, but a cold juice when it hits, summer day really hits. I loved like this Jason Concepcion's tweet about how people didn't really ever drink water to hydrate back in the day. Like he was like, it was an incredible tweet. Cause I believed it. Cause I was like, he said the second tweet was like, I've never seen our parents drink water to hydrate, you know, and like when you were growing up. And I'm like, yeah, like I'm pretty sure my mom would give me juice. Like, oh, you're thirsty. Here's like a sugary grape juice or orange juice. You know, it's like, that is not good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did hydration become in?
That was his thing. Yeah, hydration is like a new, is like a cultural
fad. That's true. Yeah.
Crazy. All right.
When you're drafting your fantasy team, do you ever wish you could do the same thing with your business team? If you're building a roster to win the league, you need Indeed. Hate waiting? Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Something I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring super easy, like their instant match. Indeed does the hard work for you. Sponsor a job and boom. Instant match shows you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description immediately after you post. With instant match, you can start hiring fast.
Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/spinsters to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/spinsters. Indeed.com/spinsters. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm feeling like this wall is making me look like Elon Musk. Translucent right now.
Yeah, you look like you're in like a therapist's office. Just blank walls, no personality. Well, is this the new home?
No.
Nice.
Yes, it is, but there's nothing up.
This is all you can show us is this wall.
This is all, trust me, this is all I've got. Like this wall is painted and that's enough.
That is enough. It looks great.
Am I on 80?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, 80.
The counting part is really hard.
Yeah, we really need to lean on each other for the counting. 80, I've got compasses. I just don't feel like these get enough credit.
All right.
It's a classic. It's literally the reason that Google Maps works. Pilots need technology that relies on compasses.
All right.
Compi, I don't know, you know, maybe. Very important. We need to know directions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People would die without them. People have died without them.
Because, you know, we grew up at the time where GPS was just coming up when we were kids. Do you remember
you
like
TomTom?
Or no, like worse, like I have to drive to a friend's house and I have to print out MapQuest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You just fucking pages of like, I think it was a turn on Jefferson Street and you're just like flipping through. It was like,
yeah. A road trip would literally be pieced like a literal
piece
map.
Pieced together. Yeah.
And pieces of paper that would tell you which interstate to take and which road to take.
I remember we hit like my mom put like a manila folder of like each destination and location on MapQuest. And obviously all those papers just got jumbled up together and it's like we're lost, you know.
Yeah. And I always thought like MapQuest just didn't exist anymore. But my grandparents and my aunt came to my house, drove from San Diego to Los Angeles. And they're like, I'm like, well, where are you guys? We're passing exit 87. We're going to exit. It says we have this many more. And they came with a printed one.
I love that.
Notes on the piece of paper. I said, you guys all have smartphones. Not my grandmother has a new iPhone.
But I will say,
trust the maps.
Yeah, I'm almost like nervous about older drivers using technology while driving.
I don't want us on our phones.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'd rather.
But I especially don't want them on their phones.
Print it out, or you know, have a helper. You know.
Pull over a gas station. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's never done. Yeah, ask a stranger. That's literally never resulted in anything bad. So, my aunt is the same way, and my aunt will give me directions to something in Louisville, and I'll only realize it's always verbal directions. And so sometimes I'll use my phone as a backup, but sometimes I'm like, just try.
Right.
You know, like you shouldn't be so attached to this thing anyway. And it's always like the alternate route to the already back road. So it's like the back road's back road, which results in seeing a lot of cool stuff. But like I am showing up to everything about 40 minutes late.
It's like, make sure you make a U-turn in this cul-de-sac twice before getting back on the road. And you're like, man, what the hell is this, MapQuest?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, compasses.
Great.
Good one.
Essential. Okay. Number 79, walking tacos after a softball game.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys played softball or had walking tacos.
What is that?
Walking tacos, like, I think a Midwest thing, but I know they have them in the South, too, and it's, like, a bag of Fritos that you'd get from the concession stand, and then they put in ground beef with taco seasoning, cheese, lettuce, tomato. God. Yeah. As a kid, that was the height of, like, that's the only reason you play softball.
Wow.
And to later say that you played softball when you come out as gay.
Right.
Shout out to all my baby gays.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Fritos just changed everything, and that was a very rewarding time.
Now, like you know, like hipster, you know, Mexican restaurants will do that now. I know, like, what's the home state will do like a Frito bag, and so you can get that now. But to your point, yeah, it hits better when you're a kid and you're playing a sport, and it's like you walk around to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things where it's like, as a kid, that food was incredible, and really the only way you can enjoy it now is like through nostalgia.
Yes.
Because if you're actually eating it, you're like, SpaghettiOs.
I know, that kind of made my stomach hurt as you were describing it, but
yeah,
that's because I'm an old. Yeah.
No, look, you know how I come to trips. I've got Zantac, I've got Pepto, I've got Mylanta. Like, my stomach would not accept anything I ate as a child.
I just
doesn't accept anything now.
One of my favorite times, like, just in general, whenever you go out to eat with Haley and she starts taking some bites, she's like, I can just feel the heartburn coming. You know,
raging it's like, through my
great. That is a Haley statement. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Number 78, Doc Ellis's no hitter in 1970.
The acid
he
one.
Did this while he was on acid. I think that is, as an accomplishment, pretty cool. I've never done anything impressive on a hallucinogen.
If there was ever a pro drug message, it's that. It's that. Like him
Sean,
doing a no hitter on
acid. Hallucinogen.
Hallucinogen or hallucinogenics? Hallucinogen? Hallucinogen.
That's it. Hallucinogen.
That one.
Yeah.
Hallucinogen. All right. Mm-hmm. I was leaving Best Buy. I was like picking something up with Christine, and there was a dare lady outside the Best Buy in Glendale. And she was like, hey, do you remember Dare? And I was like, I'm sorry, lady, I still do drugs. I'm the wrong person. And I walked down. Christine was like, that's so mean. And I was like, I'm telling the truth. Like, there's no drug awareness. Like, I'm aware of all the drugs. I don't.
Yeah.
What are you stopping me for?
Yeah, I'm aware. Trust me, I'm aware. All right, number 77, sunscreen.
Oh,
I cannot believe I had this one this high up. I feel like that was a clerical error.
Yeah.
Sunscreen, obviously, look at me, very important to me personally.
It's vital.
It is vital. Yes. It is a matter of my well-being.
You won't believe this, but I golfed with a guy last week and he had like a thing of tape here. It's an older man, probably in his 50s, 60s. I think he said he was 65. And he just like sprung a conversation up. He was like, you know, I just got back from the hospital last week. He's like, you see this little scar thing here? I was like, no one asked. Literally not a single person asked. But he was like, you see a scar thing? He's like, skin cancer. He's like, I had this thing removed, blah, blah, blah. He's like, who would have thought? He's like, and you know, I guess it makes sense. He's like, I've never put on sunscreen ever in my life. And I looked at him, I was like, what? I was like, you've never put on sunscreen? He's like, yeah, I'd run like, you know, back in my day, I used to run like 10, 20 miles a week and blah, 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 blah. Just never sunscreen. He's like, I don't need that shit. And I was like, well, no wonder you have skin
Clearly
cancer.
You do.
I was like,
clearly you need it.
I was golfing with Paolo and I was like, I was the guy looking for sympathy? Like, I don't.
How did you get to golf? You didn't know this guy?
Sometimes you just golf with like strangers, random. It works out great. It's like great networking. You meet a nice person. Other times, you know, it's this guy who doesn't put sunscreen on and talks about how he has skin cancer.
Yeah. Well, hey, put sunscreen on. This is a PSA.
I will say,
there it is.
I will fully admit that the new Fenty Beauty line has the sunscreen and the moisturizer. And that is now a part of my routine. But before, I was like, the melanin, do your work. I didn't put on. I just also don't go outside. I hope you guys know this about me by now. But so I wasn't overly. It wasn't that important to me. But now I feel the difference. Rihanna Fenty really put me on.
Good.
On
what a plug! I hope you get the bag.
I know, right?
I'll send you some articles though. Everyone needs to wear sunscreen. It's really important.
It is.
Okay. Number 76, I have the name Luca.
Luca.
I love this name. It's
That's
so
my nephew's
cute.
Name.
I thought about that when I made this. It is equal parts cute. Like, is he a tanned man in Greece who's gonna like sisterhood of traveling pants you know, wine and dine, like, but be nice and a gentleman. The only Luca I've ever met in real life or fictionally or have been aware of who I wasn't super keen on was Luca on this season of British Love Island.
The fish.
Yeah, he sells fish.
Yeah.
But Luca, everyone else, name. It's a great name. Yeah.
Wasn't the Pixar movie called Luca?
Yes.
Great
and
movie.
It's so cute. Oh, and that came movie. Out the same year my nephew Luca was born.
Oh.
Because, you know, if you subscribe to YouTube, you'll get to see this picture. But here is Luca.
Oh.
And he's getting ready to go to daycare. And he's wearing his shark glow-in-the-dark Vans that Auntie JJ got for him.
Fire.
And they glow in the dark, and I love them. And he's so cute, and he's showing them off.
Great Aww. Name.
Love Luca.
Like, That's Kaylee, cute. You're right. Like, Luca as a kid is a great name, but if
Luca as a man
for the most part,
name.
Yeah, it's going to hold up, you know?
It ages mm-hmm. well. Yeah. Wow.
That's a good one.
That made my heart
Thank
smile.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. I think Jordan, you're up now. 75
okay,
through 71.
Tell me. 75. Watching The Price Is Right and Getting The Price Right.
So, wow.
That is I've never seen The Price Is Right.
No judgment.
But
it was
wow.
one of my favorite shows.
It's the ultimate, like, you're home sick from school and that's the only thing on type show.
Me and my grandmother used to watch it when she would pick me up from like kindergarten, like early in the day, and we'd watch it since then. And then when I got to college, we went to an actual taping. That's how much
wow we
The Price Is Right so much. And we're on camera like doing the numbers. It's so fun.
Do you have pictures from that?
I do have pictures from that.
I want to see them.
Come on down.
I wish
so
I
the price
picked.
Is right. Are you just basically you're guessing the price of items, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like
normal household yeah. items, but it could also be like a new car. And they're playing these games to guess the prices.
So
was
it's like,
this made after the old Bush was like, I don't know how much milk is? Is that the reason that
it was,
the show
it,
was
this
made?
This show's been on for like 100 years, like crazy
oh,
legacy.
Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, I had a friend from college who went like our college when we were out here for a semester. They would like send us to like various studio shows, and one kid went to Price Is Right and won a car. He freaking won a car while he was out here. It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they come up with new items? Wouldn't it be like,
well, things change, prices change, so they'll be like
prices
this.
Change.
You know, they'll be like this brand new Samsung washer and dryer set, and mm-hmm. you're like, holy shit, that could be anywhere from like 1,000 each, you know, to like 2,000. You just like. You have
you
to really
know.
Keep up with the times.
Yeah. And we're watching, Fred and I are watching it on Pluto TV, and it's like the old ones from
oh, nice.
The 70s, like when it first
oh,
came on.
Fun.
So you're guessing prices, but in that time. And it's like everything's like 25 cents. But it's fun. And then when you get the price right and you're cheering just like the people on the TV, it's a great moment.
Yeah, you're going to watch. Yeah, that makes sense. At first, I thought that Bob Barker was the same guy who did Wheel of Fortune, and I was about to be really like, ooh.
That's
because
Pat Sajak,
that comes
right?
on. Yeah, that comes on before Jeopardy.
Yep.
So I'll inevitably watch like 2-3 minutes
yeah,
of it, and
favorite.
He has the worst vibes, like passive aggressive.
Sajak?
I don't know anything yeah. about him, but that man has terrible energy coming out of him, just like reeks of like, why is he saying things under his breath? He sounds sarcastic. It's not nice.
He's
I don't
very
know.
Yeah, he's very mean to people when they have like wrong guesses.
Yeah, he's mean.
Yeah, you yeah. can't be mean. We're all playing a game
like,
here.
Like when Trebek does it, you're like, that's fine because like the people are geniuses, you know, and Trebek always used to do with like a level of like endearment, you know, he was like,
yeah, it's like, no,
you know, like,
yeah.
And then, you know, for Jeopardy, the is enough to like
that's
really
enough.
Demoralize
that's enough of a
you. So
gut
like,
punch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just talking to my aunt about this the other day. Well, my aunt and uncle. About the new host's nose, like how Ken Jennings says no versus how I forget what her name is. She was on Big Bang Theory. She's
yeah,
the
yeah,
host,
yeah.
Co-host, mm-hmm. sharing host. I like Ken better. Her no, she's got to nail it because she's got a couple right now.
She's working.
And one of them is really condescending.
Is it like hell no?
Yeah, and then her other one's like no. And I'm like, no, it's a no. You got to tell them no.
No question mark?
Yeah, you can't question it. You have all the answers.
You actually have the answers. Yeah. All right. 74. I feel like all mines are situational, but I love this. When you're standing in line a long line at the store, but then the cashier opens a new lane.
Boom.
And you just like shoot through and you're like, man, I'm going to be in here forever. Shoot through, new lane open. Wonderful moment.
And they look at you like
the eye contact. You're the That's one. The big thing.
Yeah. They're like, the I choose you. Yeah, exactly.
I
it's
could
amazing.
Take you on five.
Oh,
you're like me you. Of all the, of thank everyone you. In this line. Thank you so much.
Thank you yeah. so much for choosing me. You feel chosen. 73, the classic extra fry at the bottom of the bag. This probably should be lower, but mm-hmm. when you're especially the driving eating of fries.
Yep. Yep.
And you think you're done. Look down there. There's some more and they're still hot. Not the cold version.
Amazing. There's now a trend where people will get their order of fries in a cup.
Yes. I saw that
so
on TikTok.
When you're driving, you could just easy access. I like that.
In the
that.
Cup holder.
Yeah. Smart.
What do you ask for it when you're driving?
Yeah.
Through?
Like, can I get yeah, a medium fries, but can you put it in a cup?
This feels like one of those things that the internet says I should do and is okay. And then when I do it, the people are like,
the lady's like, absolutely not.
You fucking freak. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get in the bag like we've done it for the last 100 years.
Yeah.
I also saw that video. Which one is this one? 72? Mm-hmm. Touring model homes.
Whoa.
I love going to model homes. Especially of like new builds and you see everything that's like glued down, you know, that whole thing of model homes. Okay, maybe this is just me.
I have never
no, that's awesome.
Been to I don't think I've ever seen a model home. Like really? Within, no, like outside of like on the highway, there's one in one of the
with
exits.
The flags open here. Well, I did never. Tour a lot because when I was actually looking to buy a home, I toured them, but also this was like, shout out to LaShawn Liggins, my mother, amazing. This is like a free activity to take kids to do. It's hot in Sacramento. She'd be like, okay, we're going to go tour model homes. Let's all look.
And now you're a homeowner. A
and now I'm a homeowner and I love model homes. I'm a reflection of her. So
Jordan is a homeowner who's getting married and is under 30. I feel like she's a government plant.
Put her on the
Forbes.
So
people can be like, no, you can do it. See, you can own a home. Look,
put her on
Jordan
the Forbes
does
list.
It. Yeah.
Forbes list.
Oh, 30 God. Under 30. We're like 10 under 30.
Yeah.
Well, it all
joke.
Started.
If Harry wasn't sick, I'd make
home.
Him cut that. He's sick, so no one can cut it.
71. When you're trying on something at a store and another woman compliments you,
mm-hmm.
I mm-hmm. will automatically buy the item.
Mm-hmm.
It's wow. like. Either you're in the dressing room and you come out to the bigger window and a woman's like, that looks amazing. I'm like, I trust you with my life. I don't know you. Thank you. Or it's just like a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying it on outside. If it's a woman, she compliments me in that way. Woman, I trust you. I believe you. I'm buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I want to add, because I think it's my turn next. I want, what is it, 70? Mm-hmm. I want it to be street compliments, like fit. Like
oh,
if you're just
yeah,
walking
yeah,
down the street
yeah.
and someone compliments yeah. your fit.
Yep.
I had Christine and I have been getting couples compliments of our fits where people be like, I just love both of your vibes. Like you guys are really great. Yes. And it's like we just ride off that comment for a day. We were leaving dinner in Highland Park and a dude who looked like he just left a softball game. He had like bats attached to his backpack and stuff. And he's like, I didn't know he was talking to us until like halfway through his like speech to us. But like, we're like waiting for a crosswalk. And he's like, you know, like I walk these streets like all the time. And he's like, I see all these people trying too hard, dressing really weird and hipster and blah, 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 blah. But he's like, you two are doing it right. He's like, you guys are really good fit. And I like turned my head. I was like, you talking to me? He's like, yeah, you guys have really great fits, blah, blah, blah. And Christine and I were like blown away to the point where like, as I'm getting my car across the street, he waves back at us does like a thumbs
wow.
up. Like
thumbs
he
up.
Like really liked the fit. And we were like, that's incredible. Like that's never happened.
Burst into tears.
Yeah.
Clearly words of affirmation.
Yes.
I have already talked about it. And this all lumps into all of my favorite things.
It was incredible. So yeah, compliments in general.
Compliments in general,
but especially like clothes.
From strangers, clothes.
Yeah. It affirms what you thought looked good in the mm-hmm. mirror. You know, that your judgment is good.
Yeah.
But also I'll say there's parameters on this, so don't just take this and run. If you're a stranger, and your compliment is a little too familiar, it's not going to be received
same.
Well.
That's nope. why I said
yeah, it's
a
not
woman
the same.
Yes.
Specifically.
Yes.
Because you're not going wrong by me, and it's not sexualized.
You're not male gazing it. Yeah, exactly. Right. You're just looking. Exactly.
The male
yeah.
version is you're walking by another dude who is dressed well, and you do the downwards head nod.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like unspoken, but it's like, yeah, like your vibe.
Okay. Yeah.
I will. That's I think. What am I on? 69.
Yeah. Don't. Do
nice. I will actually. I'll do. Smelling nice. I always mm-hmm. normally like enjoyed smelling nice, but mm-hmm. I've now. I think Christine has helped me get more scent. Well, she just basically brings her scents.
What are
scents.
You using?
I was just gonna share. I normally use a Kiehl's. The Kiehl's has like a musk, like it's their like cologne perfume. Mm. I think one time Haley, you complimented the smell, and I was like, it's Kiehl's. So that's what I was always traditionally using, and then. Christine added a couple more scents to my life. Mm-hmm. She uses this Lalabo matcha scent. She's like all over Lalabo, and I didn't realize how expensive those scents were. But she's now mad that the scent that she started using is now like the famous hipster TikTok scent that everyone's like, this is the scent you gotta do. And she was on it for like months before, you know, stuff started trending.
That's gonna be sold out everywhere.
I know. She's a little mad about that.
That is like not to be I don't know what the word is. You guys know what I'm trying to say. But someone who's like exclusionary or anything.
Yeah.
But like when an old song that you love becomes a TikTok song, you're like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I just want to listen to Mary Jane Girls in peace. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, where there's a remix, and then there's, and you kind of get sick of it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there should be a level of gatekeeping for things like that. You know, like, because when it blows up, I get like, ugh, like restaurants and stuff. I'm always like, fine, like. I'm okay.
It's gonna happen. Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
You want them to have the business.
Yes,
yeah.
I want their support. I want them to last long, but like. Sense is like very subjective and it's like very much like I'm picking this and choosing this, and then when that blows up, it's like removing all of that from you. It's like it's out of my control now. There's other things like that too, but
I know what you mean. That's true. Well, it's also for me the worst that's happened is an outfit. I had this incredible outfit. Incredible. It was gonna be my birthday outfit. I was just like, no one else has even seen anything like this ever. And then it was a TikTok outfit. And I literally returned it.
Wow. Heartbreaking.
We will never see that orange sparkle.
Oh, wow. Orange sparkle.
It's the Utes.
Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're on to the next fit. and I'm on to the next thing. That's transition there for... Yeah, industry people. I'm gonna go with Costco. I recently got a Costco membership.
Yes.
And people always say, you know, I was in that boat of like, well, I don't need a Costco membership. I'm just one person, or I don't really need all that stuff in bulk. It's not about the bulk, folks. It's about having an access into a world that you can just roam free in. I can't tell you how many times I walk into Costco, I don't buy a thing. I just walk around, pick up things, look at things, check out deals on things.
Sean, have you ever been to a mall?
Now, here's
Costco's
the thing.
Costco's way better.
There's no exclusivity in a mall. Okay.
Anybody can come in.
I flash my card. I'm like, I'm a Gold Star member. You're going to let me in. The thing I love about Costco on top of that is the, you know, CEO and owner, the founder is like very much a legitimate philanthropist where he won't change prices on stuff because he's like, well, if you're coming in, these prices are always going to stay the same. We want to help families out. He's very much like, you know, whatever execs and higher ups, the money people will be like, well, we should increase the price of hot dogs. And he's like, over my dead fucking body.
He literally said that. He was like, I'm going to die before we increase the price of these hot dogs. And
which
they do
is great.
Good hot dogs.
Water is a quarter. Water bottles are a quarter at Costco. I have one Costco issue. Thursday night, Christine and I went to Costco to pick up some stuff and we were a little hungry. And me being a little hungry means I over get stuff. But we were like, I was like, Costco sushi can't be that bad. Christine got violently sick from it. So just something to keep a lookout. Maybe if you get Costco sushi, just have one little thing.
Or just don't buy something fresh in bulk is my, in a place that does bulk is my.
Violently sick.
Yeah. Oh, Christine.
Oh, no.
She survived though. She's a trooper.
Oh no. I love Costco. It's amazing. That's our date night. It's a wonderland of, and then the food lasts forever.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it lasts a long time. Okay, here we go. It's the Costco co-founder told CEO he'd kill him if the price of hot dogs combo went up. That's even cooler than saying you'd rather die.
You know what's funny too?
I'm going to kill you.
I bet the judge would be actually, I'm on the favor of the murderer. Because,
the judge would be like, what kind of sick fuck?
Yeah.
Marks up Costco. I'm sorry though, like co-founder, CEO, anyone after Ben and Jerry's did not stop. Pull their shit out of Israel. I'm like, I'm out on if you own something on a very large scale.
Yeah.
I can't support you anymore. It's but I do support that individual statement.
Yes, that's a great statement.
Good for him. Yeah.
Great statement.
Moving on to 68, I believe. I'm going to do wearing Crocs in public. This might get an eye roll for some of the people on this podcast, but... Mm. Crocs, obviously, some people think they're hideous, objectively so, but the comfort level is out of control. And there's something to the society of Croc wearers where if you wear Crocs out in public, someone else who also owns Crocs, they might not be wearing Crocs, will objectively compliment you because they're like, look at you being courageous wearing these things out in public. So I'll wear my Crocs out in public and people who I don't expect to be Croc supporters will be like, hey, great Crocs. Oh, love your gibbets. You know, they'll say like, love your gibbets. Where'd you get those?
Yeah.
They're like the little things you can put on top of the Crocs.
The icons.
Yeah.
The bracelet charms that you put on them.
Yeah, they're called gibbets. Okay. And you can personalize them.
That's worse than the dongle. Gibbet. Yeah. Sounds like fucking the part of a chicken neck that people don't like to eat.
But yeah, wearing Crocs in public, it's like, you know, I have to really take a stand for myself. Christine will make sure she walks a couple yards ahead of me while I'm wearing Crocs.
Fred's got to stay in the house. Got to stay in the house. He loves them though.
Something, you know, like, you know, you're almost like breaking a law if you're wearing Crocs in public. It's rebellious.
I'm telling you, you should, if you're looking for comfort, I don't think we were sponsored by them, but it was just Kismet.
Ufos.
Aunt Kathy turned me on to Ufos like,
what are
years
they?
Ago,
I'm gonna look them up.
Very cushiony, like sandal wear.
Ufos.
I wear, but those are also my got like house shoes. Too. But they are really really comfortable.
These look like wannabe Yeezy slides, but they
again, we might still be sponsored by them, Sean.
But they look comfortable. I would never wear the thong ones. Those look, but they look comfortable. If you're still sponsored, they look comfortable, very comfortable. Look like they get the job done.
They're like walking on clouds.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Is that a line they told you to say?
No. Not at all. Those real life advertisement.
All right, 67. This is, you know, I know this is still a basketball podcast, so I figure I'd sneak a little basketball in there. The Rockets rookies. I just really like...
Made your list of top 100 things of all time. Wow.
Oh, this is all time? I thought this was a seasonal thing. Okay, I'll take them off. I will not add them there.
It can be whatever you want. It can be
I will replace them with the dumpling tower that went viral the other day. Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't see it.
No. I think this is in Japan. There is a dumpling tower it's like a Coke like plastic cup, like soda cup. But then on top of it, there's a cone where it's just covered in dumplings. So it's like you could walk around while eating dumplings and drinking your favorite soda. It was a novel.
What's the soy situation?
I think it's also there. Let me see. Dumpling towel. Let me see if I can drop this.
If there's nothing to dip it in, that makes it a little bit just
It's a different experience.
Yeah, like a little bit.
Where the hell is
the practicality is lost.
I just got this scent.
A little bit. It's like an LA restaurant that's in Hollywood. It's like, wow, this food's beautiful. this place is beautiful. There's grass all over this wall. But at the same time, like, the food actually doesn't taste the way I wanted
it
to.
Here it is.
Is it spectacle or is it delicious?
Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see if this stays on my all-time list. But as of now, I looked at it. I was like, I want it.
Okay, let me see.
Hey.
It's like, I want this now.
Opening it up. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. I was not imagining that. Yeah.
Pretty sick,
good.
Huh?
That's good. Yeah.
Wow. That is
those
dope.
Look cool. Crispy.
So it's like a bowl, dumpling, a bowl of dumplings.
Yes.
And then there's a straw that goes through it. So
but
you can.
Portable. Drink. So you, it's road dumplings. You get dumplings on the road. You could travel with dumplings. It's really just quality stuff. I think this is the last one for me. 67 or 66?
66. You're on 66.
This is 66. I'm going to go with rolling your eyes. Something that I think really sends a real clear message. The impact can be felt on multiple levels. It could be a sarcastic eye roll, mm-hmm, or it could be like, what you said was really annoying. I'm going to roll my eyes. And that's all I need to say. A lot of power within an eye roll. And when it really hits, it hits.
A pulled off eye roll is great.
Yeah. It's really great. Did your parents ever tell you, like, your eyes are going to get stuck like that? Because I was that kid who was just like rolling my eyes so much. Your eyes are going to get stuck like that.
You were, Jordan?
Shocked by that, Jordan.
I don't really believe that at all. I was a bratty. Teenage years, they were tough, man. So I was kind of lashed out with my eye rolls.
Wow.
It's all right.
I mean, I lashed out by getting a fake ID, but
I know I didn't do any of that. Take your eye rolls. I didn't ever go to a party, not once. So balance, I guess. I don't know.
Eye rolls is a really good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah, there's something
great roundup.
So
that gives me an idea for the next section where we're filling in for Harry.
Okay,
which is now. So 85 is from Harry. Is
75.
No, sorry, 65.
Oh, 65, yeah.
65. Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. If you're still listening right now,
shout
more
out
power
to you.
To you.
Shout out to you. Yeah, that's really, thank you.
We accidentally did 200 things.
We might have to start.
Yeah, we miscounted.
Okay, so Harry's 65th is when your favorite podcast has a new episode out and you're about to be on a commute of some kind.
Okay.
Amazing. Yeah.
Producer,
pretty good.
Full and full.
Yeah.
I got to say, as someone who has a podcast, I'm not crazy about podcasts. So I don't know if I fully relate to this one. I listen to like 2 podcasts.
I would just say starting a podcast on a road trip or like one of like a true crime, something that you're like, man, I've been wanting to start this and now you're going for a long drive. I could relate to that one.
It's more the feeling of like, I now have the time for this thing. Like I have a clear runway of time for this thing that I want to consume.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is the meta version of it.
His 64th, which I think is probably a little bit too high up, is The Sopranos.
Wow.
Me and Harry are both doing rewatches, but I started at the beginning. He started at season 4. I will take this off my list, but on my list I had how Ralphie says whore. He says hooer.
Hooer.
It was just a hooer. And I just really like when he says that. Okay, so that's, Sopranos, I think that's great. That makes sense. I put a show on mine, but it's not even like my favorite show. It's just like a great,
I have a show on mine.
Yeah, okay,
you
good.
I have some too.
I do, Jordan, and it rhymes with buried at first.
No.
Bite. Oh,
no,
really?
No, that did not make the list. You know I love a show more than that. There's a show that's my all-time, but we'll get to it. Don't worry.
Okay, so we need to fill in 63, 62, 61. I think 63, let's go off Sean's momentum, a well-executed wink. You feel cool.
Ooh.
You can feel sexy. You can feel like you're being playful, depending on the recipient. You know, maybe sometimes it's just I've gotten a wink just in public of like someone saying something that me and the stranger don't agree with, and the stranger will wink, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that we were friends, you know?
Wow.
And you feel connection. Yeah. So I think a well-executed wink, either receiving or giving, is a top thing.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I'll do if I'm at like a party with Christine and she's on the other side of the room, we make eye contact, I'll do like a.
That's cute.
I'm not a like sly, you know, sensual winker. So I overly go.
Mine is a horror. My face just crumbles. Like I can only do one side. It's not a good look for me. But if I'm getting a free wink, ironically or a joking way, we are best friends. Yeah. And I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. So we need two more here. Jordan, I know you had an excess list.
I do have a list. Let's see. I'm going to go with leftover birthday cake here.
Nice.
And you can't eat it all on the actual birthday, but then you open the fridge and you're like, wow, we still have cake left over. And then you just eat it like straight inside the fridge, with the fork. So good.
Yeah. I can see the visuals now of like, there's already a fork in there that just happened to be there. And you're like, it's so easy. Why not?
Yes. Great.
Yes. Yeah. And then he had 61. Just kind of playing off that, I'm gonna go ahead and say freezers.
Wow.
I think freezers,
yes,
great invention.
You know, they really extend the life of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, definitely going hand in hand with the Costco. Like, gotta
freeze
get
a lot of stuff.
Freeze it. Yes.
Here's the one issue with freezers is they kind of turn into like a pit. Where like I'll throw chicken, fish or whatever thing I need to freeze and it's there for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the
you're
one
only
thing.
Supposed to have it like a couple months.
I know.
Like you think it's forever. And then one time I saw,
it was like
TikTok,
2 months.
That was like, don't keep that stuff forever. Your chicken's like freeze life is 2 months.
A lot shorter than what you think.
Yeah, pretty scary.
And here's the other issue on top of that is like, then it's like you have this frozen thing of meat and you want to throw it out. But if your trash isn't ready to be thrown out, you don't want to put it in there because it's going to thaw and get stinky. So then it's stuck. It's another cycle of it being stuck there because anytime you're ready to throw out the trash, you completely forget you have all this shit in the freezer. This is clearly an issue I'm dealing with on a personal level. It's I'm venting about
it. No, it's very relatable. Very relatable. Oh, okay, that's a good one.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What are we on? Are we on 60?
I think so. Okay. That was either 62 or 61.
That was 61. So now it's
you. 60.
60 to 56.
Here we go, Haley.
Okay. So number 60, I have when a child mispronounces something. Oh, I just think it's so cute. Like my little cousins, instead of saying Chick-fil-A, they'll call it Chick-delay, which is hilarious. Yeah. So one time they were saying something was on Disney Plus, but he said Disney, which is just, again, very funny. So
cute.
It's good. Yeah, it's very cute. 59, I've got trees. Just in general, but I'd go ahead and say weeping willow and birch trees are probably my faves. Weeping willow, self-explanatory, very pretty.
Yeah,
birch
one.
Trees shed their own bark. I mean, that's just
incredible.
I remember telling Sean years ago at a bar that if we planted a trillion trees, then a significant amount of global warming at the time, or sorry, climate change at the time would be eliminated by the trees, because I just read it in an article and he laughed at me. So I just wanted to know.
I laughed at you.
You to know? Yes, you laughed.
No.
I remember. Trust me.
Really?
Yeah, it hurt my feelings.
I think maybe I laughed because I was like, well, where are we going to plant a trillion trees?
The article talked about that.
Also, do we have a trillion trees like in the...
No, I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, look, am I a simple woman? Yes. Could I figure out how to get a trillion trees?
Probably.
Probably, yeah. Give me some money. Yeah, exactly.
I think I laugh because of the randomness of you just at a bar hitting me up random, being like, hey, did you know?
Like, it could be the scene.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went through that stage where every time we were out, I would just talk about something like climate change. So anyway. Okay. Number 58 is the moment in You've Got Mail when Meg Ryan tells Frank, who's the guy she's been with for years. So basically they're at a restaurant and he's like, I actually think we should break up. And she was like, oh my God, I think we should break up. So it was an amicable breakup. And he says, like, she says, is there someone else? And he says, yes, I really like this broadcaster. He was on an interview. And then he said, what about you? Is there someone else? And she says, no, but there's the dream of someone else. And that iconic moment. Every time that I'm in a relationship that's starting to be in the pits, I'm like, there's the dream of someone else. So,
wow.
Yes. Really great movie. Great moment.
I gotta rewatch that.
It's incredible.
On top of that, having someone break up with someone who you don't approve of or don't like is always a win for society. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always like, finally, like.
Oh, mm-hmm. We should have put in here. Okay, if Harry has more blanks, we should put in the, like, when your friend breaks up with a significant other you did not like.
Yes.
For anything. Huge. Yes. Huge. That's win, like, for the team.
You see rainbows, the sky there. Opening up because you're like, thank God, like, finally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's tough because there's only so much you can say as a friend. There's
it depends
only
on the
so
situation.
Much, you know? Like,
yeah.
A tough
it depends on
walk.
The situation. Because if you ask, I'm going to tell you.
Yes, yes.
Mm. You know, but
I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to be honest. Okay.
But a lot of times people don't want to know.
A lot of times they're not asking because they know. Yeah.
Yeah.
57, I've got Kleenex.
Wow.
We'd still be using handkerchiefs. Handkerchiefs.
I love how yours are inventions. Like, I haven't thought
it's
about
it's called
this.
Handkerchiefs, but it's pronounced handkerchiefs.
I've always pronounced it handkerchiefs.
It's handkerchief, right? Yeah, okay.
It could be handkerchiefs.
Well, we'd still be using them if Kleenex didn't exist. Also, Kleenex are biodegradable. So it's we use a lot of them. It's not... it is sustainable. Yeah. If that's not correct, just please don't tell me.
Drop the bag, Kleenex.
Yeah. big fan of Kleenex over here. Number 56 is the 1999 U.S. Women's National Team World Cup team.
Iconic.
Beat China on PKs. Yeah, the Brandy moment. Mia Hamm was there. Julie Foudy was amazing. I almost just put Mia Hamm, but then I was like conflicted with the list of things. Changed women's soccer. Mm-hmm. I was too young to understand what I was watching with my mom,
like the
but
weight
you
of it, right?
Understand the impact. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
It extended,
and I couldn't put 2003 because they didn't
right
win, so
it extended so far where it's like me as a boy growing up doing that celebration, like it broke whatever, you know, sexist barrier or everything. It was just like, this is fucking cool and iconic. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, you will do the celebration or, you know, like, respect that game. It's kind of like groundbreaking.
Want to know a fun fact and kind of a flex? I have Brandi Chastain's phone number.
Wow.
I worked with her on a project, but I was like, iconic. Like, this, everyone knows that moment. Even if you know nothing about sports, you know that moment. And she's nice. Happy to report. She's so, so nice.
I sat next to Mia Hamm at an LAFC game because she's married to Nomar Garcia Parra, right?
Is this one that I didn't go to?
Yes. I'm pretty sure. It was a playoff game. And so we were in really nice seats, and next to me was Mia Hamm and Nomar Garcia Parra. And I was like, I was literally next to me is Mia Hamm. And I was like, I know who she is. I'm not going to say a word. But then at halftime, like, her husband left with the kids, and it was just me and her. And I was like, I have to say something. So I said, because I know she's like a part owner of LAFC. And I think I just said, like, because they were down in the playoffs. I was like, anything they could do to, you know, come back. Like, you, I was like, you're an expert, you would know. And she's like, it's not looking good. And I could tell she was like really pissed. And I was like, well, thank you for your time. You know, I'm gonna just let you live.
That was a very broad.
We don't one up me.
Question. Yeah.
I know.
That Damn. Was good though.
I don't have Dang anyone's Haley number. Regret. I have Rose Lavelle's mom.
That's big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One time, me and her went to Panera Bread.
I love Panera Bread. That should have been on my list.
Oh yeah, it's still there's still time. We're only halfway.
You picked two. Should have been on my list.
Yeah. Their bread bowls.
Fire.
Yeah. They hurt my teeth though.